It's The Record for this Friday, the 9th of May, 2014. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. The marijuana industry has a cash problem. Too much cash. What do they do with all that money that they're expected to make? Since marijuana is still illegal under federal laws, banks in Washington state are reluctant to handle their money. But this week, a local credit union has stepped up to help. Salal Credit Union, formerly known as Group Health Credit Union, says they want to help out the marijuana businesses. KUOW's Posey Gruner asked Salal CEO Russ Rosendahl about why they made the decision.
These are, you know, a lot of times these are very substantial businessmen that want to get into this industry, and they really haven't been able to get their financial situation set up. And so we think that being able to help them, you know, is just part of what credit unions are designed to do.
Rosendahl says Salal will accept money from licensed marijuana growers who meet select criteria. They'll run a beta test of the program over the next few weeks. It's uncharted territory, says Rosendahl, and the arrangement requires that Salal monitor their marijuana clients closely.
You know, it really revolves around making sure that we understand, you know, what that business is doing. You know, if they want to do a wire transfer, we want to make sure that we know where that money's going so that it can be tracked properly. And, you know, just making sure that we're comfortable that business is meeting all the requirements of the state of Washington.
Rosendahl says that Salal will charge, quote, appropriate fees for the extra work. And, says Rosendahl, they're entering the arrangement with open eyes.
Certainly the risk is that, you know, business decides they want to go outside those rules. And, you know, that's something that, you know, would certainly cause us to close those accounts.
Salal Credit Union CEO Russ Rosendahl. You might wonder where that name Salal comes from. It's the name for a native shrub often used in flower arrangements. Well, these same questions about what to do with all that cash that's being generated by the marijuana businesses is being asked in Colorado. They think they found their own answer there. In Denver this week, lawmakers approved a plan to get the cash off the streets. It's the world's very first financial system designed just for the marijuana business. AP reporter Kristen Wyatt has been following this story, and she joins us now. Kristen, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So who supported this bill and why?
It was pretty bipartisan. Both parties acknowledge the problems that banks are reluctant to take on these risky clients, and a lot of banks here are not hopping up to take it. The feds gave very elaborate and specific instructions that banks consider kind of a pain. So Colorado, both parties came together and said, we need to find a way, we'll do this oversight to help this get moving.
Well, explain a little bit more about how this works. What kind of relationship does this create between the state of Colorado and the marijuana industry?
So Colorado has explored this option before. Colorado is not going to start a bank. What they're going to allow folks to do, if you're in the marijuana business, if you're some kind of licensee, you're a grower, you have a retail shop, you're a processor, you make edibles, something like that, or you're growing hemp, you can get together, pool your money, and then apply for permission for the state. Instead of a bank, the state would do all this kind of oversight that Mr. Rosendahl from Washington State just mentioned, checking these what they call suspicious activity reports, making sure the pot money's not going to criminals or going out of state or going where the feds said it can't go. And so you wouldn't have any insurance, you wouldn't have a lot of the typical things, which is why people put money in banks in the first place, but you would be able to, say, write checks or accept credit cards.
Well, it might be too soon because it's not even signed into law yet, but has there been any reaction from the federal government to this Colorado idea?
Hilariously, there has been a big shrug. I have been working with colleagues of mine in Washington, D.C., trying to get some reaction from Treasury or from the Federal Reserve, and when they call, they say they don't know what this is or what you're talking about, and they say, listen, the federal government moves very slowly. It took a long time to get this banking regulation in February. It's going to take a long time for the feds to decide whether they're going to let this work.
AP reporter Kristen Wyatt is with us. She's from Colorado, and she's talking about their way of dealing with this money dilemma that the marijuana businesses have. They have to have a lot of cash around because banks won't do business with them. Down there, the state is allowing for the setting up of cooperatives for marijuana businesses. And as I mentioned, it's been approved by lawmakers. Governor Hickenlooper is expected to sign it. Kristen, we just heard a little bit earlier from the credit union here in Washington, Salal Credit Union. They're looking at it if they vet the marijuana businesses. In addition, there's an Eastern Washington Credit Union, which is doing the same thing. And Salal has said that they're still in beta. Are people in Colorado looking at this experiment?
Absolutely. They're watching very closely. Every single bank. I think it's not that they say over and over again, we have no issue with pot. It's not that. It's how expensive we consider this compliance scheme. If once a bank figures out what kind of fees to charge, I talked to a pot retailer yesterday that said, we would pay anything. We would pay thousands a month. We would pay whatever it takes to get you guys to take this business. So I think a lot of the banks are kind of standing by. I think the banking industry is more likely to respond quickly more than the Federal Reserve is. So I'm not sure whether these cooperatives will work or whether the cooperatives will inspire more small credit unions to start accepting clients on a limited basis.
Kristen, there's a couple of concerns here. One is just handling all this cash. It's a lot of cash to try to move around. And also the concern that with piles of money, marijuana businesses could be targets for robbers. And in fact, in Washington state, when there were illegal marijuana grows or marijuana grows for medical marijuana, we did see some armed break-ins and some shootings and some bad stuff going on. What's been happening in marijuana where the marijuana stores have been open for a while? Have there been any criminal justice issues, any robbers trying to get to this cash?
Luckily, they say fortunately, it's mostly fear right now that that there's going to be some huge monster robbery. We've had actually retail marijuana here for several years. It was medical, but it was the same shops also doing business in cash. I think a lot of shop owners here would tell you they have banks, and they don't have millions of dollars sitting around. What they have to do, though, is play a constant cat and mouse game with banks, setting up XYZ wellness type names to try to pretend they're telling stories about what a pain it is to douse cash in Febreze or roll it in coffee beans to try to sneak it into a bank. And then when the banks find out, or not necessarily find out, but when the banks no longer feel comfortable because banks are conservative by nature, then they have to find another bank. And when that happens to you once a month, it's very hard to pay your power bill, pay your employees, keep a business running the way it needs to when you're constantly skipping from bank to bank.
Yeah, we've heard the same thing here, these businesses hopping from bank to bank, and they get found out and the accounts get terminated. Hey, Kristen, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me.
Kristen Wyatt, AP reporter covering the marijuana industry in Colorado. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.